Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
As long as Celeste doesn't use House of Representatives letterhead, then she can get in big trouble. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. It is not just Friday. It's follow-up Friday, where we dig a little deeper into some of the things that came up during the week. On Wednesday, we had the authors of What I Eat, Around the World in 80 Diets, to talk about their project, where they photographed a day's worth of food for people from all walks of life and from all over the world. So building on that conversation, we've been asking you to send in a quick snapshot of one of your meals so we could see what people around here are actually eating. And any photograph taken with a phone would have been sufficient, any little snap. But many of you went way above and beyond. You took photographs with wide-angle lenses, unconventional perspectives. You even adjusted the lighting in some cases. A lot of these are really portraits of what you're putting into your body. Some of you told us about more than just meals. One listener, Megan, wrote that her fiancé, Robbie, is trying to gain weight for their wedding next year. Some of you are trying to lose weight. Others of you are students on a tight budget struggling to eat well. And from Carolita's duck pate to Janelle's chicken and bacon salad from Wendy's, there was plenty of variety, although a really surprising number of you seem to eat quinoa on a regular basis. A lot of quinoa shots. I'm not sure what that's about. But the photographs some of you sent in are about more than thoughtful meals. They're about thoughtful compositions and in many ways prove the old adage, you are what you eat. So with striped tablecloths, antique desks, Kindles and radios in the background, there's an insight in these snapshots that definitely goes beyond calories. So our conversation will go beyond diet as well. Everyone else, go see our listeners' meal slideshow right now at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and then you'll see our What You Eat page. And to talk about it all, we're joined by Marion Nessel. She is the Paulette Goddard Professor in the Department of Nutrition, Food Studies, and Public Health, and Professor of Sociology at NYU. She is also the author of the book What to Eat, among other books. And Marion has agreed to look at some of these slides and offer her thoughts. Marion Nessel, welcome back to WNYC.
Oh, glad to be here, especially for this fun project.
Absolutely. And so many more people than we anticipated sent in some snaps of their food. So before we talk about calorie counts, what did you think of the submissions? Our listeners seem to really care about their food.
Well, I thought right off the bat that the demographic of people who listen to your show are educated and healthy and care about their health. And that's very much reflected in these meals, which by and large were really pretty healthy and in some cases so absolutely gorgeous looking that they made me hungry to look at them.
Gorgeous looking was what really surprised us. But I did expect to see a lot of healthy meals only because, you know, whether or not we have a demographic of healthy eaters, that the people who would actually put their meals out there publicly, you know, would not be the people who were junking out. So
yeah, there's a certain amount of self-selection that goes on.
I think
here.
So. So let's start looking at some slides. And listeners, you can follow along right from slide one here. If you're on our webpage, go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show and What You Eat. The very first slide is a dinner eaten by Hyoji. It's steak plus spicy quinoa salad and zucchini. Do you have any way to estimate the calorie count of a meal like that? It looks like a big piece of steak.
Not very easily. The trouble with estimating calorie counts from photographs is you don't know how big the plate is. You don't really know what to compare it to. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how it was prepared, but what struck me about this picture particularly was the very large amount of meat on the plate. The basic principles of nutrition are balance and variety and moderation. I can't say much about moderation because it's really impossible to count calories from this, but I can see a lot of balance and variety in a lot of the photographs. This one has, I would say, two-thirds of the plate is taken taken up by that stake. It's a really large stake.
Of course, the stake was shot in the way that they shot Godzilla in those old movies, you know, from a low angle. So it really looks huge.
It looks huge. And so, again, it's hard to tell what the proportions are, but what you're looking for, as a nutritionist, what I'm looking for is about half the plate devoted to vegetables, fruits, or grains. And this is less than half.
All right.
So you want about half of the plate devoted to vegetables, if that's possible.
So slide two is from Daniel, a grad student at Bard College. It's a bowl of polenta and black beans with fresh parsley and Romano cheese shot from straight above it. It's also very attractive looking. He says he's a vegetarian and this is the best he can do. I'm not exactly sure what he means by that. But maybe he meant that it's probably a pretty high calorie, high protein solution for a vegetarian, no?
Well, it's really good. I thought it looked wonderful, and how he managed to get the parsley as green as it is. It's very well balanced. It's got a grain. It's got beans. That takes care of the protein. It's got parsley, which is full of vitamins, some cheese, which adds some other nutrients in it. I thought it looked just great.
The parsley, the green part, is relatively a small amount of it. It's largely a mass of black beans and yellow-looking polenta.
This is protein and calories is what this dish is about, more than anything else.
So being a vegetarian doesn't necessarily mean you're eating lower cal.
It doesn't, not necessarily at all. I'd like to see a salad thrown in with this to add in a few other things, but he's taking care of his protein quite nicely with this, and it looks delicious.
Most of the slides in the meal seem to be prepared at home, but a few aren't. Let's skip ahead. Listeners, if you're going with us here, to slide number five, and we see a picture of Yolanda's lunch, a spinach and mushroom omelet with Swiss cheese from, of all places, IHOP. And slides 9 and 15, if you want to cruise around, are from Wendy's and Chipotle, the Mexican chain, respectively, the bacon bit salad from Wendy's without dressing, and the Chipotle vegetarian rice bowl. Okay choices, particularly for people who are on the run?
Well, it depends on, again, on what else they're eating during the day, because these are very high-calorie foods. I'm looking at Yolanda's lunch at the number 5 slide, which was done at IHOP, and it looks, the colors on it are really nice. The vegetables mm-hmm. are bright green. Mm-hmm. The tomatoes on top look terrific. I don't know what all that cheese is doing glomping all over it.
Really?
If she's really hungry and not eating a whole lot of other things during the day, it's probably okay. These things tend to be much higher in calories than anybody could possibly.
Yeah, it's a big spinach and mushroom melt, really.
Yeah.
Meaning lots of cheese on the top.
Smells.
Well, and all three of these slides, 5, 9, and 15, from IHOP, Wendy's, and Chipotle, these are all restaurants that have enough outlets in New York that they're covered by the calorie posting rule that's in effect here. And we've talked on the show before about calorie counts at chain restaurants and what they may or may not do. Do you think it's changing behavior? Does it mean that people are acting more consciously and, you know, pulling back from that 1,300-calorie burger with the works?
Well, only if they pay attention to it. I thought this Wendy's one was interesting because I looked online to see if I could find this on the Wendy's nutrition information, and I couldn't find it. So I don't know what that means. I thought of all of the meals that were here, this one looked the dreariest. The colors are kind of faded. There are no bright colors that stand out in it. It's hard to know whether that's the photography or whether that's the food. But this didn't look very appetizing to me.
There are lots of beautiful pictures here. Listeners, just cruise through here. Speaking of color, slide 42 is a submission from our listener, Kim, who sent in a picture of her bright green breakfast, 16 ounces of green juice, Swiss
yes.
chard, dandelion
yes.
greens, wheatgrass, cilantro, cucumber, celery, ginger, lemon, and lots of other cool things. Were there any others in particular that you wanted to comment on?
Oh, Oh, number 19, I thought, won the prize for 19. The most beautiful photo.
If this person
isn't a food photographer, and the person is unidentified, it just says dinner.
I'm still getting there. 19.
I thought it was just beautifully photographed.
Oh, it is gorgeous with the chair in the background.
And things are in their own.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and this is one of the ones that sort of meets nutritional, the best of nutritional advice. It looks absolutely delicious. The tomatoes look like they've been roasted. And the vegetables cover more than half the plate. And the main source of protein here, which looks like salmon, is not a very big portion, but it looks really well cooked.
And what about
it's beautifully, beautifully photographed?
And what about quinoa? And for people who don't know it, Q-U-I-N-O-A. Why are so many listeners eating this grain? Were photo submissioners rigged by the quinoa industry?
It's a trendy grain. I don't know how else to put it. It's quite nutritious, and it's lower in calories than some of the other grains. And it's got a lot of nutrients. It's one of those things that goes under the heading of superfoods.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot
they
of...
They used to... a lot of what? Sorry?
There's not a lot of research that backs that up, but it's a good food, and if people like it, I think it's great that they're eating it.
They used to advertise it as the super grain of the future. A lot of granola shots, too. But granola is actually... very high in calorie and carbs, right?
Oh, very high in calories more than anything else. Usually it's been the grains have been toasted, usually in oil, so that adds calories, and it's very dense. But when it's done well, it's absolutely delicious.
And listeners, if you want to see what your fellow listeners are eating, or at least what of their meals they are photographing, so many great shots, go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show and the What You Eat page. And we thank NYU nutrition and sociology professor Marian Nessel for looking at some of these shots with us.
Do I have one more time for one more comment?
Go ahead.
I'd just like to tell Megan and Robbie that I don't think Robbie needs to gain weight. He's gorgeous as he is.
They're going to invite you over for dinner now. You know that.
They better.
Or to the wedding. Thanks so much, Marian. Brian Lehrer and WNYC. More follow-ups in a minute.